Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Norwood reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norwood moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Carew steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norwood scores. Carew moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carew scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Norris reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive towards the mound. Erickson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Norwood strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Date moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Wolf reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. Morales moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolf scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Norris moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Carew reaches second base with a double. Norwood moves to third. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Norwood scores. Carew moves to third. It's 6-1, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Twins. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera is hit by the pitch. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton has Smalley trapped. There's the throw to Hassey and over to Bell, who tags Smalley for the out. Randall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second, and Norwood is out. There's the throw to third, and Randall is out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ford strikes out. One out. Bamba Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wolf takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hasse fields it and throws to first for the out. Wolf moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smalley is walked intentionally. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Norwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Bell reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 8-2, Twins. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hasse hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dade strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 4 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 4 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.